Hey, boss ladies. What is the best compliment you've ever received? And I'm not talking about the more superficial compliments around appearance, you know, like when we get a new haircut or change our hair color, or we're looking especially nice, or you're wearing a really great pair of shoes, or you've moved into a new place. I'm not talking about things that are based on appearance, because I mean, appearances can change, right? I'm talking about compliments relating to your character, who you are, your behavior, how other people perceive you when you're interacting in everyday life, whether it's at work or outside of work. So I'd like to ask you to think about, what is the best compliment you've ever received? I was absolutely blown away last week. Was a good friend of mine's birthday, and we became friends about 4 years ago, I'd say. And we've worked together on projects. So he's seen me in a variety of different settings, right? He's seen me at work. He's seen me really stressed. You know, he was around when my dad passed away. So he's seen me, a lot of different versions of me, right? I mean, you guys all know what I mean. There's a different version of us. And it's not about being inauthentic. It's just about showing up as a different version of you for different events in your life and for different situations. So anyway, he knows me really well, and it was his birthday, and we went out for dinner to celebrate. And he was talking about someone that he'd seen on television who was just amazing and just really inspiring. And he looked at me so like, honestly, like it was amazing, just the look in his eyes. And he said, "She's so much like you. She made me think of you. Like, you know how you just breathe life into people just by being around you, just by being alive. You like make other people come alive." And I was just blown away that someone who knows me well and who has seen me fall apart and has seen me at really low points in my life, that is his perception of me, and that he felt that he needed to tell me that on his birthday, you know, which is completely bizarre. And it just completely blew me away, because, you know, we go through life and we do certain things, and we've all got our faults and we're all constantly learning. And we don't often actually know what people think of us. You know your friends love and accept you, and then you know there's people who don't like you much. But we don't often actually tell people why we love and accept them. We don't actually give people those compliments that they need to hear. Compliments about their character, the things that we really love about them. And I think it's especially important for children. I mean, I try and do that with my kids. But it's really important for all of us to have that feedback, you know. And I mean, to hear something like that is just heartwarming and just mind-blowing at the same time. So I'd like to ask you to think about the best compliment about your character, your personality, your way of being in the world that you've received. Because, you know, it comes down at the end of the day, when we leave this world, we don't get to take any of the luxury and the trappings of modern life with us. We don't get remembered for keeping a great home, or, you know, for having an amazing wardrobe that everyone envied, or for always having a fantastic haircut. That's not the stuff that really lasts and that's enduring. You know that Maya Angelou quote about how people might forget the things that you say and that you do, but they'll never forget how you made them feel. And I know that I've spoken about this before, but it's just a recurring theme because it's so important. When we talk about building a life that we can be proud of, that we can look back on one day and really be proud of, and building a life that we don't regularly need to medicate ourselves against and numb ourselves from, a big part of that really is our legacy. And our legacy for me is very much built on how we made people feel, how they will remember us, for our warmth, for our kindness, our empathy, our humanity, our strength, our resilience, all of those things. So I'd like to invite you to do two things. Number one, think of the best compliment you've ever gotten about your character, and then obviously try and do more things that are aligned with that. put more of that light out into the world, because the more light we put out and the more positivity we put into the world, the more we raise the general vibration and we legitimately make the world a better place. The second thing that I'd like to ask you to do is to very authentically and very, very much on purpose, go and tell your friends and your family that you really love and the people who really, you know, light you up and bring joy to your life. Tell them why. Tell them why you love them. Tell them something that you think is amazing about them that is not related to their appearance or to their career and their achievements. Something that is related to their character, their personality, their way of showing up in the world. And watch them light up and watch them go and do more of those things. Let's just put a little bit more love and positivity into everything, and let's all just focus a little bit more on being more of the greatest version of ourselves. And I don't mean in terms of health and fitness and appearance and achievements at work. It's not about those things. The greatest version of yourself is the version of you that is most aligned to your values and your purpose, and the version of you that goes out there and shows up every day in various different situations and really brings light to the world and really leaves a lasting positive impact on the people that you encounter. I'll chat to you again.